This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. If you are looking for Red Wing trade deadline, Odyssey.com rewind. You can get it right now. But I got a Lions thing, and I want to build off of the combine thing we just did. So hear me on this before everyone goes crazy. Do you believe the Lions have a good culture? Yes or no? Do you believe the Lions have a strong locker room? Do you believe the Lions are built now with enough winning that they could sustain adding a problem? And there's a specific player. I want to read something. I want to read this to you, Rico, because I read it to David lovingly this morning. I just want to get a sense, because before people go, oh, no, I would never want him. You do realize you are the team that drafted Jameson Williams, right? And you've stood by him. And you've gotten the best of them.
He just likes to have fun, and he's a man of the people.
Gotcha. Tennessee defensive end and presumed top 10 overall pick, James Pierce. He was a freak show at the combine. He had an electric combine on the field. 6'5", 250, ran a 4.47. Coming off the edge opposite Aiden? Yes, please. Well, one problem. WalterFootball.com, who does a lot of draft prep stuff, they talked to some anonymous executives. Now, again, if you don't value this, fine. But this is interesting. Quote, I was told that the Tennessee football program could not only breathe easier once Pierce left campus, but that his pitch count in SEC play was not injury-related. Pierce was seen as undeniably uncoachable. And a player with 1 foot out the door, giving coaches little incentive to put him on the field full-time. I was told by one scout that Pierce is seen as a player with the worst character report of any player in the class. Another scout said they think the environment and the people at Tennessee were the problem, not James Pierce. Okay. NFL personnel won't be shocked to see him on the board after the first 64 picks in the draft.
So he's in the Kobe Dean.
I'm glad you said this. So, look, there were a multitude of reasons the Lions didn't take Jalen Carter. Off-field was a big concern. I think another concern would be when a player, you know, from the word on the street tells you, I'm not interviewing with you because I won't be around at 6, pulls the old Deion Sanders. The point is, you could have taken him. You just could have. You didn't. James Pierce fits a need. Sounds like he might slide. He might be this year's Laremy Tunsil minus a bong mask. Here's my question. Do you believe your locker room and your culture is strong enough that you could bring that kid in here and turn him around? And you are essentially the Eagles, where you draft the falling rock and the player turns into a Pro Bowler, like a N'Kobe Dean, like a Jalen Carter.
Yes, I think that this locker room is strong enough because that's all you've heard. It's the Lions culture. It's Dan Campbell. It's the grit. It's the lay it all out on the line. It's loving the man next to you and helping lift each other up. So, yes, it sounds like this would be the perfect thing because not only would you let Brad cook. You would get Aiden, his partner, and you control his salary for the next 5 years. So, once again, Brad gets to get that player on the cheap because they're poor right now. So, yeah. And I think the locker room, because basically they've controlled J-Mo. And it's shown, like, J-Mo's done some dumb things, but people just write it off as, well, you know, it's just youth and boys being boys. And, you know, it's always, well, you know, if he can make the bed across the street, why can't he make it in the locker room or at the hotel? Like, there's always an excuse for it. So, therefore, yes, I think they could absorb one more person with a questionable background. Absolutely, they should go after him if he is there.
It's just a question. And, look, the draft is obviously a month and a half away. But when you come out of the combine and you got a player who's supposed to go in the top 10, where people are talking about, some teams are like, look, he's a horse's ass. Other teams are saying, we're just not taking him in the first round. He fits a need. He's a freak show athlete, Raz score. Mm-hmm. And it just, I would compare the Lions right now to what the Steelers used to be. Nobody really even understands how much dirt the Steelers had to cover up. And this is before Antonio Brown turned into a psychopath after the perfect hit.
Pretty much every wide receiver they've had.
Fair. So I say yes. That I no longer concern myself necessarily if the player's talent is exorbitant. It's off the charts. If he's got a character concern, I now believe the Lions have graduated into the class of team, like you, they can fix a guy. I want to know where the people are at with it. 248-539-9797. Would you want to take that type of risk?
Because the funny thing is, Mike, I have seen him as high as like the 7th pick overall, mm-hmm. and I have seen him at pick 32. Like, that's a wide selection there of different players. Like, so it makes more sense now because it's who's going to take the chance, who's going to take the risk, who wants to be that person. And remember, it's not saying he's going to become Jalen Carter, but it's how the Eagles got lucky, it seems like, in getting Carter and getting Nolan Smith.
N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah, three guys who just fell in the draft, and they said, wait, if they're sitting there, we're going to take that chance on them. They had the culture. Even though they had a crazy coach, and it worked out.
Now, I am not going to tolerate Georgia slander. Now, I know you hate Tennessee, so let's keep it even here.
Once they're out of college, it doesn't matter to
okay.
me. Yeah, I think if your locker room, and by the way, this is all that we've been touting as Lions fans now for the past several years, is how good our culture is, how strong our locker room is. If it's really that big and bad, then there should be no problem adding somebody who could be a problem. I'm not saying he gets fully turned around and, you know, develops into a model citizen, but you should be able to add a guy like this. Your locker room shouldn't be in that much peril by doing that.
Yeah, but see, Kenny, here's the thing. I agree with you completely. I just wonder where Lion fan is at, because it's a very weird time right now. We know the team's good, but the neighborhood's going to be getting tougher. And I think it's, you get to a point where you're close. Oftentimes, it's going to be a big risk to put you over the top. Candidly, there's nobody at 28 that has the ability of James Pierce. It's just whether you think you've got the staff to bring it out of him, that you've got the veteran leadership to bring it out of him. You guys, 6'5", 250, 447 off the edge.
Yeah.
And the guy's like human Gumby. Like, when he wants it, and when he was putting it out there, you can go look at the tape on James Pierce, and you go, holy hell. Yeah. He's very similar to Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Whereas, but when he's bad, you're like, who body snatched this kid?
Right. What it's almost this? Like, it's like, a son, if you accept this phone call, all that foolishness is behind you, and you're going to be a professional every down. There's no quit. There's no taking time off. There's no taking plays off. If you can get that motivation out of him, great. Now, here's the, I just thought about this, though, Mike. Here's what? The other part. I guess maybe I would feel a little better if Aaron Glenn was the D coordinator, because I think Aaron Glenn could make
sure. What do you mean?
Sure.
Losing assistants doesn't matter.
Okay.
Jerk.
Okay.
I agree with you totally, by the way. No, I'm just saying.
He's back. David, you're next.
No. No. You're not wrong at all. I just know what you'll be faced with.
If Aaron Glenn was here, absolutely, because I don't think AG would put up with anything. It would be a fist fight. And even though he would have all the measurements, AG would win. I would put all my money on Aaron to beat him up.
David, what do you make of it? Obviously, your franchise has taken a chance on a number of players. They don't all work out. But the Lions are picking 28th. I got a chance at a top 10 talent. Obviously, I'm not telling you I'm thrilled to read what I read you. But do you believe the Lions have built something substantial enough where you can take that risk?
I do. And you have to trust your leaders on your team. You have to trust the St. Browns, the Penei Sewells, the Alex Anzalone's. The Aiden Hutchinsons, you have to trust these guys that you've built your team on that are leaders in that locker room. You have to trust that they can handle this. And I think, yes, you can handle this. Now, the whole is, you know, he's talented. We know that. But, yeah, you can handle this. You got to take chances on guys. It's not always going to work. And it may not always fail either. But you got to take chances. They are in a position to take chances. I think they can do it.
Okay. I mean, yeah, because, I mean, think about it. Another guy who was potentially had problems was Micah Parsons. Doug said something on the way out of crosstalk, but it may, you got to have allow guys the ability to grow up and the ability to become a man and do responsible things. You can't just basically judge them off of the stupid things they did in college. Go ahead.
No, Mike. You're good. You're 1,000% right. 248-539-9797. See what the people have to say about it next.